Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the Howdy Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. I want to follow up with a story that we talked about last week. So Joe Biden got this booster shot, right? And I muse that there must be an age, you know, as you get older, you see older people, they have cuts and scrapes and they just don't know where it came from. So I theorize that your body, probably the sensors on the body wear, you know, and so they're not as sensitive. Probably your brain learns that some things that aren't going to do permanent damage to you aren't important, and then it just gets to where it ignores the pain, and it doesn't register. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, I wouldn't just get hungry. I would get, like, severe cramps in my stomach. I would feel like I was going to die if I didn't get something to eat. And now I can walk around and I can get to the point where I feel like I'm going to pass out and still not eat, right? Because the body just doesn't respond to pain the way that it did when I was younger. So Joe Biden apparently has gotten to the point where he doesn't feel anything at all, because he got his booster shot last week, they brought up his shirt and revealed his super hairy arm, right? And then they give him a shot and he doesn't even flinch. In fact, he's in the middle of talking. He was more talkative with the booster shot than at any other point in his presidency. He didn't run away from the press, right? No one shut the cameras down. He was answering questions. I was like, this is impossible, right? So, you know, if nothing else is a clue that was a bunch of BS, then the fact that he was answering questions straight on has got to be a huge red flag, right? So Joe Rogan was musing. He had this ex-CIA guy on, and he was musing with him, and he said, do you think that booster shot was fake? Do you think that was faked? Because if you're going to, there have been side effects and, you know, things happen when they get needles poked in them and stuff like that. And this is a president of the United States. He's on live TV. And would you really want to take that risk? So Joe Rogan mused that perhaps the booster shot was not real. He didn't really get it. And just for throwing around the question, the press lambasted Joe Rogan. They're saying he's a conspiracy theorist. You know, I guess technically he is a conspiracy theorist, right? He's thinking a bunch of people got together and made this thing up. But the CIA person said, well, you know, things like this have happened before. And they have. Just because you think that a conspiracy might be happening doesn't mean that you're nuts. I know that they tried to paint people who are conspiracy theorists as crazy. And I admit, some people are. But so are some people who aren't conspiracy theorists, right? Crazy takes all kinds of forms. And it is really a very disingenuous form of arguing to attack the person making the argument rather than attacking the argument itself. But they can't attack the argument because things like this have been staged before. So all the opponents can do is make Joe Rogan out to be a bad guy. But here's the thing. Everybody has known Joe Rogan's personality for years, and we know he's not a bad guy. I shouldn't say no. I mean, you never know somebody, right? But we've seen enough about him to make a judgment and to go, okay, he's not a crazy right winger. He's not a crazy left winger. We know that this is a person who, frankly, is somewhat average in his, I think that he just thinks like the common person out on the street thinks. Like they're like, oh, I see this and I have questions about it. And I see that and I'm evaluating that. And, you know, I wonder about this and I wonder about that. Now, I'd say that Joe Rogan probably knows more than the average person because, you know, I assume that he researches this stuff. He's had many guests on the show, and he picks their brains before and during and after the show. And, you know, the more exposure that you get to different ideas, I think the more wisdom that you gain. And Joe Rogan said he was going to vote for Bernie Sanders. You know, I don't like Bernie Sanders. I think he's a phony, and I don't think his policies would work even if he was able to get them through. But that is Joe Rogan's decision. And, you know, then the Bernie Sanders people liked him, but the establishment right hated Joe Rogan. You know, they paint him as a misogynist and a racist and the usual things, you know, the usual things that they accuse you of if you say something that they don't want you to say. And it's such an old playbook. I can't believe that people still fall for it, but they do. And they do it to everybody. I mean, they said that Bernie Sanders was a racist, even though there's pictures of him marching in the civil rights march. They have accused Larry Elder of being the black face of white supremacy. I mean, come on. You know, people don't see the pattern. How can you not see the pattern? Donald Trump. How many decades was he on people's radar? Never, ever have they even come close to calling him a racist. And then he runs for president, and they can't stop calling him a racist. So anyway, Joe Rogan kicks around the idea that maybe this booster shot was a phony staged thing. And he just gets it from all sides. Boom, boom, Joe Rogan sucks. Joe Rogan's alt-right. Joe Rogan is a real bad guy. Don't trust Joe Rogan. They need to cancel Joe Rogan. They need to shut him down. Well, now we get pictures of Joe Biden in the White House getting the booster shot. The camera is pulled back and you can see that it's a fake. The set, the White House that he was at, is fake. Those windows back there you see with the, you know, far away shot of the trees swaying back, fake. And then PolitiFact, God. So somebody writes this meme. Who did this? Somebody writes a meme and it says, oh, there's a Facebook post. They created a fake set for Biden to get his booster shot. The entire Biden presidency is one giant charade. Facebook flags the post. This is in the PolitiFact article. The posts were flagged as part of Facebook's efforts to combat false news and misinformation on its newsfeed. So Joe Biden stages even if the material in the shot was real and Joe Biden really got a booster shot, is it not obvious that this is a political stunt, that this is a staged event? And then this person writes, they created a fake set for Biden to get his booster shot. The entire Biden presidency is one giant charade. Why would they flag that? Because they did create a fake set, and Biden got his booster shot. He didn't say the booster shot was fake. The entire Biden presidency was one giant charade. Well, that's an opinion. You're going to flag that? Well, here's what PolitiFact says. Our research uncovered no evidence that the White House intended to mislead anyone by using windows and white columns background. The backdrop had already been used in one official event 5 days before Biden received his booster shot. Okay, so because they made a fake set earlier, it's no longer a fake set. Because they misled people earlier, it's no longer misleading people. They tricked everybody already with this. It's in the open that this is phony. The reasoning used for these fact checks is so twisted and so convoluted, but you know damn well that if Donald Trump had done the same exact thing, just say Donald Trump, you know Donald Trump is endorsing the vaccine, right? So just say Donald Trump had won and he's now the president, okay? Just say he won and he goes on air and he does the same thing. Now, you know the other side would do the same thing. They go, oh, this is a fake. This is phony. He's got... Look, when Donald Trump won the first time, what did they say? They said it was fake. They said it was phony. You had Clinton and her operatives going out there saying that actually Clinton stayed away from physically saying it herself, if I recall. but all of her cronies were out there saying that you should vote against the will of the people. The people who are able to actually cast the ballot, and they're supposed to cast ballots representing the vote. And Donald Trump had won, and they wanted to make it where people would pay their fine or whatever, but cast a vote for Hillary Clinton. And that strategy not only backfired, but more people actually changed their vote for Donald Trump than for Hillary Clinton. So that's funny. So very few representatives changed the ballot, changed what the people wanted, and made it somebody else. Very few people did that. I think it was only four people, but three of the four, if in my recollection, I'm saying this off the top of my head from memory, but more people changed their vote for Donald Trump than for Hillary Clinton. So I think that's very, very funny. And they ran this whole campaign. Now, they actually ran a campaign actively trying to get representatives to change the vote from what the people had wanted, what had already been counted and collected and determined, that had never happened before, and they wanted to do that. And Facebook didn't ban anything. Twitter didn't stop anything. They let the whole campaign run. They let actors get on television or on YouTube and say their piece and try to get people to change their mind. No repercussions for that. But you have average Americans with no influence practically. You have regular people, and they're questioning things, and they say, I don't think this election was real, and you have them getting investigated. This is beyond the pale. I mean, is it not obvious what's happening? It must be obvious. But, you know, most people have a conscience, and once they snap out of the everyone thinks this way mindset, and they see what's happening, they see how unfair it is, I think more people are going to move over to the correct side on a lot of this stuff. I think there's going to be a huge snapback in the other direction. I hope so. The founding fathers were genius, and the way that they set this country up is fantastic, and I really hope that the structure that they made holds and comes through. Now, I think that the famous line is, you have a republic if you can keep it, and that's definitely the truth. You know, it's the people that allow enforcement of the laws and the judges and so on. All right, so back to this PolitiFact article. So their PolitiFact's excuse as to why this is misinformation, this opinion, they created a fake set for Biden. They did create a fake set for Biden to get his booster shot. The entire Biden presidency is one giant charade. So that's what they're fact-checking now. Our research uncovered no evidence that the White House intended to mislead anyone by using the windows and white columns background. Windows and white columns background. That looks exact, and the flag and everything else, that looks exactly like the White House. The backdrop had already been used in one official event 5 days before Biden received his booster shot. The booster shot was held in South Court Auditorium of the Eisenhower Executive Building, which is part of the White House complex, but separate from the White House itself. In other words, not the White House. The auditorium is used for White House media events since early this summer and has hosted remarks on the June jobs report, a bill signing, a meeting on Western wildfires, and Vice President Kamala Harris' remarks on broadband. It's bigger than the White House press room, where the press secretary's daily briefings are held, so it's better suited to some events. Yeah, and also, you know, somebody pointed out, if you go to this off-site event that's not in the White House, then things don't get recorded there. You don't have this book probably that you've got to sign in. Whereas in the White House, you know, everything's very official and you have to have a recording of guests there. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was one of those things where he could talk to officials and not have it on the record the same way that you would if it was at the actual White House. Speculation, but I wouldn't put it past these guys. And look what they've done already with Hunter Biden and their dealings and save money for the big guy. That laptop that was a conspiracy has now been shown to be real. It's actually his laptop. I remember when they said it was a conspiracy that Hunter Biden even ever took cocaine. It was an addict. And back then you could find actual pictures of him nude on internet websites. I can't remember who, but somebody wrote, I can't find a picture of Hunter Biden that isn't naked. You know, so these people are total trash morally And they have no compunction about lying and covering things up and hiding. They look at Hillary Clinton smashing those cell phones, destroying them, and then pretending like she didn't know what bleaching the server was, or how did she say it? Washing the server, what, with a cloth? I don't know anything about digital. So, oh wow, I mean, the fact that they get away with these things has got to make you so angry. All right, so I'm going to scroll down here and to our ruling. Social media post said the White House created a fake set for President Joe Biden to get his booster shot. There was nothing misleading about the event staging. Biden received his vaccination in the South Court Auditorium of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, a frequent venue for White House news events and photo ops. Publicly available footage shows the entire event, including Biden's walk from a lectern to the chair set up for his vaccination that was held in the presence of reporters and photographers. In addition, the backdrop wasn't created for the booster event at all. It had been used 5 days earlier for a global coronavirus summit. We rate the statement false. Not partially true, just false. Yeah, I'm sure that if Trump was the president and the same thing that happened to him, that they would rate that statement false also. I really, really doubt it. All right, but what I want to do now is I want to drill down to exactly what their reasons were. Their reasons are because the social media post stated that the White House created a fake set for Biden to get his booster shot. And they're saying, well, it was fake, but it wasn't. And here's what they write. The backdrop wasn't, in quotes, created for the booster event at all. So even though it was a fake set, because it wasn't created specifically for that, they're rating the claim as false. So the spirit behind the claim is true. It was a fake set where he got a shot at. But because it wasn't created for that specific event, they're rating it as false. Of course, if somebody who didn't watch the entire thing, didn't read this entire post here, in their mind, the average person is going to go, the White House created a fake set. No, they didn't. That's what they're going to think, that it was just a lie being told. I can't tell you the number of people that I talk to who are around me in my circle, and this, they read the first line of the fact check, and that's it. And so then when I tell them something, they don't believe me because they've read this fact check, but they don't scroll down and read the entire fact check to see that in reality it's true, but the exact language and verbiage you can twist around to make it seem like it's false. Joe Biden got his booster shot on a set that was not the White House, but made up to look like it was at the White House. That's true. And if you don't believe me, why don't we go ahead and look at the articles that were written when he actually got his booster shot. Are you ready? Here we go. Boston.com. You can go there right now. Biden gets COVID-19 booster shot at White House. Not good enough. Boston.com. Why don't we go to Newsweek? Newsweek, who this week wrote an apology article, basically, and I'll read that to you in a moment about this event. They write, COVID booster live updates. Joe Biden to receive his third shot at White House. So these articles, and there's many more. So these articles are written as if he's getting it at the White House. He got it on a set that resembles the White House. He didn't even get it at the White House. And then Joe Rogan and other people question whether or not this stuff is real, and PolitiFact and other fact-checking organizations come out and will gaslight you. They can take their fact checks and shove them up their ass because they know what they're doing. They all know what they're doing. And they're making it seem like as if you're the crazy one for using your brain and putting two and two together and questioning the narrative. So let me read you a little excerpt from the New York Post. So when this story came out and these pictures came out showing that the set was phony, Biden mocked for Truman Show presidency over fake White House set. This is October 7th, 2021. President Biden is being widely mocked on social media for running a Truman Show presidency after he was pictured speaking from a fake White House set that features a digital view of the Rose Garden in full bloom from a fake window behind him. Twitter erupted after Biden was spotted sitting in front of a digital projection window on Wednesday. Some ridiculed Biden for using a literal game show set as president, while others accused him of deliberately trying to deceive Americans into thinking he was in the White House. Why does Joe Biden feel the need to use a fake White House set across the street from the actual White House? Conservative commentator Benny Johnson tweeted. Well, like I said, you probably aren't under the same laws that you're under when you're in the real White House. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of the reasons. Here's some of the reasons that they put forth here. Fellow commentator Jack Posobiec wrote, Truman Show presidency, adding that they gave Joe Biden a play school desk and a fake Oval Office in a fake White House. Stephen Miller, oh, I remember that guy, former senior advisor of President Donald Trump, claimed Biden only used the imitation White House set so he could read a script directly from a face-on monitor. The reason Biden uses this bizarre virtual set for televised meetings and not an actual room like East Room, Cabinet, Oval, Roosevelt, Sit Room, etc., is because it allows him to read a script directly from a face-on monitor and without a teleprompter glass that can be seen on camera, he tweeted. They do not allow him in the actual White House, New Hampshire journalist Kimberly Morin tweeted. And there's more. So whether or not you believe that this was actually done to deceive the public, the truth is that it's a fake set. It's a set. It's not real. Why don't we jump to the other side, the leftists, and see what they're putting out. So Newsweek, who I just read to you, said that he's to receive his booster shot at the White House, now writes why the White House built a fake Oval Office for Joe Biden. President Joe Biden was photographed receiving a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot recently with a televised event that was shot in front of a backdrop styled to look like the White House interior. The set features fake windows, a display a digital view of the White House Rose Garden. Then on Wednesday, the president held another event, a virtual gathering with business leaders in front of the same digital window displays. It's funny that they led in with the COVID-19 one, right? Then they also, like the New York Post, write a couple of comments, but instead of putting just writing the name like the New York Post did, they wrote alt-right activist Jack Posobiec, and they wrote conservative YouTuber Dave Rubin asked fake president sitting in fake Oval Office with fake flowers and a fake window says what? Newsweek, of course, being a mouthpiece for the state here, writes the... Martha Kumar, a director of the White House Transition Project, explained that this room in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building is being used more regularly due to it being more accessible. More accessible. So I think that's a good reason. We made a separate room for press briefings because it's easier to get there. It can hold more people. It's more accessible. I think that's a good reason. And you can debate that. I mean, look, are you telling me that none of the previous presidents needed a more accessible room except for Joe Biden? Only Joe Biden, who runs away from the press, rarely holds press briefings. He needs a room that's more accessible. Okay, if you buy that, that's fine. I think that's a good excuse. But what annoys me is the reaction of people who question the narrative. And I'm sorry, these stories saying that he got it a booster shot at the White House, that is false. That is wrong. So you can't speculate and say, no, I don't believe that without getting blasted from every angle. You're not allowed to look at the way that he got the injection. So they just shove it right in. You're not supposed to do that. And that's not how you administer a shot. You just take the barrel and just shove in whatever is in there. That's not how you do it, especially to a president. Come on. I got to wrap this show up. So let me just make one more remark here. Look at what they're doing now to the parents who go to these school board meetings. And again, these fact checks are saying, no, they didn't compare them to domestic terrorists. Actually, they said that they didn't say they were domestic terrorists. They might be, some of them might be comparable to domestic terrorists and may be classified as such. But at the moment, that hasn't happened. They're not domestic terrorists. We know what they're doing. They're trying to scare people from showing up at the meeting. You know, what they do is so transparent and so obvious. and they want to pretend like we're all stupid. By the way, the Federalist has reported that Joe Biden, remember that mandate that he announced? They said it still hasn't been put into law of any kind, which means that they have made it where the employers are liable and not the government. Very clever. Very clever. Okay, well, I'm the Ed Mendez of How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.